And what do you feel like you guys have gotten accomplished in the offseason program?
Just the usual, I think, getting young guys up to speed, getting them used to the terminology, and just trying to work on timing with Marty and Lance, and get Jari up to speed on the tempo and the cadence and the adjustments. So just a learning process for everybody, learning route styles and personalities and leadership styles, and just giving guys opportunities to get assimilated to what we're doing.
Speaking of Kieran, how have you developed chemistry with Lance Kendricks? I know you've liked his game for a while, but is he really picking it up fast, would you say?
Well, yeah, the veterans, you expect them to pick it up quicker than a young guy because they've been around offenses before, and it's a copycat league. There's not a lot of new plays, and most of the new ones that are good from the previous year get copied by teams for the next year. So, he's doing a great job. Marty's doing a great job, and Jari's doing a really nice job as well. So, just trying to get on the same page with those guys. But when the pads go on, obviously the tempo gets ratcheted up a little bit, and the team starts kind of taking shape a little bit more.
Lance talked about, so his team moves to L.A. He needs a new place to work out. He walks in, there's Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, David Bakhtiari. Here he is 2 years later. I mean, talk about how the relationship built in the offseason before he became your teammate.
Well, Lance is a fun guy to be around. He likes to push a lot of weight. He's a beast in the weight room, and it's fun to work out with a bunch of NFL guys in the off seasons. And obviously, Clay and myself and Dave spend time working out together. Kind of grows from there. You're working out, you're conditioning together, you're throwing a couple times a week in the summertime, and he's just a fun guy to be around. So when I heard he was, he was a free agent. Obviously, he was kind of pulling. He would come to Green Bay.
You and Jordy are in your 10th year together. What about you guys work so well? What makes it work?
Well, we just know each other on the field really well. We understand when the ball's coming out, where he needs to be in certain spots. We've done so many things in practice over the years that you just kind of lock away. He's always seen the game through the quarterback's eyes. Which helps. He knows timing and spacing and second and third reactions better than anybody that's ever been here. So, it's just continue to try and stay on the same page with him and build. Every season he's been healthy, we've had some pretty big years.
And guys like Lance, how much influence do you really have with him? I mean, do you get to actually sit down and talk to him in the offseason and say, hey, let's try to look at this guy or that guy?
I play, and he makes those decisions. It's pretty clear.
Aaron, Coach talked about trying to get into the offseason program, freshman veterans. What about this program so far? Is it kind of different for you?
Well, they change a lot of the terminology in the offseason. I think we're always trying to take the next step with whether it's analytics or trying to make things a little simpler or even more creative. You're always adding personnel groups or formations or plays or just different things to challenge you mentally, I think. And then, Mark Levitt does a great job in the weight room of really finding new ways to get us in good shape. The best thing about this place is that it's constantly adapting and evolving. It's improving. It's catching up to the times with medicine, with strength and conditioning. And with the sports as well, with all the analytics that are going on that kind of started with baseball and Moneyball is really slowly kind of coming over to the NFL game. And you're seeing a lot of those things become more important to what we're doing every day.
What's on the docket between now and the start of training camp for you? Are you playing Tahoe this year?
Yeah, I'm playing in Tahoe. Probably travel a little bit, but I'll be in the gym a lot in the mornings and just getting after it, getting ready to get it amped up. As you get older, the summer is less a vacation and more of a training period by yourself away from the team. So it's exciting for me. I feel like I've been really getting better as far as my conditioning every single season as I get older. Now it's tougher. You really have to dedicate more time, especially in the off time, to stay in great shape, but eating healthy doesn't hurt either.
Aaron,
there's probably going to be a couple of guys at your position this year that signed some really huge deals. Derek probably in Oakland at the top of that list. How do you approach that? I mean, you know it's part of the business that the next guy is usually the highest paid. But how does that, how do you approach that? And do you ever talk to the organization about that stuff and keeping you in line with what your performance says you are?
Well, that stuff usually takes care of itself. And I have a fantastic agent who's also a D-list actor. He was in Draft Day. He actually gives me a discount when I mention that in interviews. So he was in Draft Day. He was the agent of the number one pick. He's a fantastic agent, does a great job. He worries about that stuff. When it comes to setting the market values, I let that stuff take care of itself. I know my value in this league, and I know that the team appreciates me. I'm going to try and continue to make myself, an indispensable part of this roster. When you do that, when your time comes up to get a contract, you usually get a contract extension.
As you get longer in your career, you've seen other guys like Tom have to do this, where you almost have to help out the team in cases. They do a good job here with the cap. Are you ever concerned that you might be in that situation, though, where you take discount rates to kind of keep things competitive so you can continually, you know, compete for the ring?
I think you forget that Tom has Giselle, for one. And two, we're about $20 million under the cap as usual, yep. So we have plenty of room. But obviously, you know, we signed the last deal knowing that it was a good deal for both sides. I mean, if you look at some of the cap numbers around the league with guys who signed at similar time periods, the percentage of the cap was notably higher than my deal. So, yeah, obviously you keep that in mind.
Aaron, you talked before that this time of year is when a lot of team chemistry develops and whatnot through the spring. Is there any characteristic of this bunch of guys that has started to stand out to you at all to this point?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, it feels like a really young team. A lot of young guys, taking spots. That just probably feels like that to me because I'm getting older. And then, you know, TJ's gone, Brett Goode's gone, Johnny, you know, left us last year. Julius is gone. Unfortunately, Jairi came in and took over the oldest guy on the team. I was kind of hoping that was going to be me this year. But no, it's a good group of young guys. I like that we added some older guys to the mix. We haven't done that a ton around here. But those guys need to embrace that leadership role. And when they do, then you'll really see the kind of the face of this team come together. But Mike does a good job of really setting the goal, the theme, the outlook for the season once we get back for training camp.
Mike, is there anything that you see with the young guys that you go, that was not a thing when I was coming in as a rookie?
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I've said it before at this locker. You know, when I came in the league, during breaks, you know, I'm learning how to play backgammon with Cliffy and Tausch, dominoes with Walt Williams, spades with Barnett, cribbage with Tausch and Corey Hall and John Kuhn. We're always playing games. Now you walk in the locker room, and myself included, now that I have Instagram, we're checking our phones a lot. So the league is different that way, and you have to really make a little bit more of a concerted effort to get to know your teammates. But that's the fun part, you know, having guys over the house or going out to dinner or playing golf or getting together for a charity event like Jordy had on Saturday. Those are the fun times that you start to build that chemistry and those bonds with your teammates.
You're in week three now of these things. I know it's not live, but it's pretty close, you know, corners and versus receivers. What do you think of that DB group so far?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job. You know, I think there's going to be great competition, probably more competition this year than we've had in a while. I think it's a deeper group than we've had. Be interesting to see what happens when King comes in. I think there's legitimately battles for first, second, third, and fourth corners. Which we really haven't had that. You look at last season, you know, Sam's our guy. Sam's our number one, and we're kind of going from there. This year, you know, there's opportunity for guys to step up and kind of take hold of that opportunity. the league is more of a sub-league on defense, so you need three corners that can cover, and the best teams, you know, have three or four or five guys that can do it. So we need a deep group over there. Adding Devon House and kind of his return to our program, he's a different guy. He's a more mature football player. I'm sure he's more settled off the field, you know, with his personal life kind of carrying over, but he's a very mature football player. He plays with a very nice patience on the field, and I think he's really going to add a lot to our football team and be a guy that the younger guys can watch and take some technique from and his approach as well.
Mike, you made a comment over the offseason, you know, we may not run the football until July. It sounded like a frustration that there would be a lot of challenges to get the secondary up to where he wants it. Have the OTAs been more pass, and besides getting your passing game going, do you have a sense of that? Like, you want to challenge your secondary, give them the best?
Yeah, I think that's as much that it's just hard to run the football without pads on because you're not able to hit the same aiming points, you know, grab onto pads, hold, you know, as offensive linemen. You're not getting the same type of movement. It's really the OTA's slant in the defense's favor because it's hard to stop a bull rush without pads on for the offensive line. And the flip side, you know, we got to work on our passing game. We got to be excellent in the passing game. We've added some weapons. We've changed potentially some approach, you know, wanting to probably get some more two tight end sets out there. So we got to work on plays we haven't maybe had in the plan or at least in our minds for the last couple of years. That's also, I'm sure, why we're passing the ball more in the OTAs.
Aaron, speaking of Devon, what type of dedication and leadership does it show when he goes through planes, trains, and automobiles minus the trains to get to an OTA practice?
I just heard about that, and I think we've all had stories similar to that. Anybody who's flown in Chicago knows that that could be a nightmare. I flew into Minnesota, Minneapolis years ago, probably 6 years ago, and they were having a near tornado experience. They told everybody to get away from the windows and move to the center of the terminal. Kind of scary. I went over to the desk and asked if the flight, which was delayed at the time, had any chance. At about 9 o'clock at night, she said, probably not. So I went, and luckily there was a rental car there, so I, you know, was able to get home by, you know, 2 or 2:30. But when it comes down to the end here and you're thinking about your percentage and making sure you get your workout bonus, you'll do just about anything to get back here in time for these OTAs.